Welcome to another Vantage Points. We highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history, the stories that shape us as a region. Thank you, Municipal Councils of Southwest Manitoba and Manitoba Heritage, for supporting our work. Blizzard. Yesterday is burned into memory. Bear with me as I get the details down. Monday, 11th March 1918. It was raining softly. It felt ominous. I'd stayed with Mother in Melita. I left at first light with my horse and carriage, going 10 miles northwest to West Brenda School. The students call me Miss Reed. I saddled my horse and hurried in against a gathering breeze. I was late. The children were fidgeting around the stove they'd lit, relieved to see me. We were short one. Viola. I boarded with her parents. She was meant to bring me lunch. Well, I admit, I can lose myself in books. Oddly, I'm reading Middlemarch these days by Mary Evans. It's like she knows my life, though she lived in rural England. Miss Reed, Jake was staring out the window. It was getting nasty. I couldn't see the stable. Harry, I called. Come, help me with the door. The snow hit us with such force we were gasping. I couldn't even see my hand stretched out. Clearly, we were not leaving. Coal. Check, it's inside. Food? Just lunchbox. The children offered to share. No, I said, my stomach isn't right. Water? Golly, we can't even see the pump. Deep breaths. I have to get the children talking. What they're looking forward to this spring. Cora wants the war in Europe to end, hoping her Uncle Edgar comes back soon. I sigh a worried prayer. The wind shook our tiny room mercilessly, and supper was meager. The stovepipe smelled hot and sounded wrong, banging loudly. How would we find the stable if the school took fire? And it was pitch dark. We had no light. I sang my mother's songs, encouraging the children to sleep at their desks. George Eliot was Mary Evans' pen name. She wanted to write about important things, politics, women voting, so chose to write as a man. Thank goodness those days are gone. Like Nellie McClung tells us, we women are equal with men. Surely that's not so hard. Nellie was a teacher too, just down the river, married a farmer. Mother says it's my turn, at 23. I've got books, work, money, and the valley to roam in. I'm good for now. We comforted each other through that long night. Finally, at daybreak, with the wind as backup, we sang God Save the King and half-heartedly began our lessons. Then, in the window, a snowman atop a horse, then another. We brought them in to thaw and join our sudden party. Two fathers found their way through the blizzard, each took my hand, looked me in the eye, tears in theirs, thanked me for being strong. I held each child in a good long hug and felt the weight of a millstone fall. I adapted Blizzard from a story written for Vantage Points 4. Vantage Points is a 5-book series of stories about the layers of history in Southwest Manitoba. All stories in this radio series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about the Turtle Mountain Surface Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.